Carl, I guess the big news today, you might already know about Norm Parker, had an amputation this past week. Kind of talk about what that means to you and the team, and obviously he's a big part of the Hawkeye program.
Obviously we just hope for the best with Coach Parker and his recovery. I don't really know a whole lot about it. I think Coach Ferentz is going to tell us today more about it, but yeah, I don't know a whole lot about it. We're just hoping for the best for him, I guess.
What have these last few weeks been like without him in practice and on the sidelines during games?
It's been different. Not having Coach Parker, your defensive coordinator out there, that's, you know, it's a little, obviously a little different, but our coaches have filled in nice, and we'll embrace Coach Parker when he gets back.
Coach Ferentz did say that he has no plans of retiring. He's going to be back and everything. Are you surprised by that, and probably not from Norm's personality?
I don't know. I think he'll be out on the field till however long he can, you know. I think someone will have to drag him off the field. So.
It's pretty scary when you hear, though, about a coach having to get part of his leg amputated.
Yeah. Having a coach over there in the hospital for a few weeks, that's never good. We're just looking forward to having him back.
Did you get to visit him at all in the last few weeks?
I did not, actually, no. So.
What is missing from him on the practice field when he's not there or in the booth? What is missing?
Just having an overview of the whole defense. We still have guys, you know, doing that on game day. But, you know, during practice, he sees everything. Not only on the defense line, you know, every position, DBs, everything. And he'll give you his perspective on how practice is going, on how we're looking, and the things we can correct. So.
Greenwood is saying that a lot of times he says he doesn't miss it a whole lot because there's sometimes a lot of yelling from Norm on the field. Do you miss that, though, with him getting at you guys?
Yeah, I love Coach Parker, even when he does yell. That's his job. I just love how old school he is, and, you know, yeah, I definitely miss him out there.
What's your plans for this Saturday? You kind of got the day off. You know, watch college football. What are you?
I'll probably sit on the couch all day and watch college football.
You're going to watch the Michigan-Michigan State game?
Yeah, I'll be watching that one, yeah.
Can you take a whole lot away from a game watching at home, not really breaking it down in the film room?
No, you can still watch, like, your guy that you're going to go against and see, like, what kind of what runs they like to do out of formations and stuff, so you can still kind of just watch it, you know, on Saturday, too. So.
Probably watch that Denard Robinson guy, too, see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, I think we already know what he's all about. Yeah. Probably take a look at that.
What's the one thing you're looking forward to most about the bye week?
Just relaxing, I guess. I don't know, Friday and Saturday. Saturday will be kind of nice just to hang out and watch football all day. I haven't got to do that since high school, so me and the buddies probably hang out and do that.
How is it different than playing, like, you know, at 9:30 down in Arizona? You guys get to watch any football that day, or is it just kind of you can't watch the same way?
Well, you can't really watch it the same way because you can't really get too attached to each game. You just kind of have to just look at the screen, basically. But Saturday, on game days, you can't really relax when you're watching the games. You just, you know. But this Saturday, we'll be able to relax, not even think about playing or, you know. So.
I don't know how often you get to actually collide with Brett Morris, but talk about him. He seems like kind of a pretty energetic guy, kind of a sport guy. He doesn't mind colliding with big D line.
No.
What's he like?
He's a hard-nosed guy. He's, like you said, he does bring a lot of energy. Even when we lift weights, he's always the guy that just gets fired up, and that's the type of guy you want on your team.
What's more important this week in terms of having the week off? Is it getting rested, getting your legs back on you and getting healthy, or is it working on fundamentals and fixing things within the team?
I think everything. Working on your fundamentals. You know, the bye week isn't a week just to relax either. Friday and Saturday is, but you got to maintain, you know, and keep improving to get better. In the weight room, watching film, we have to take advantage of this bye week too and watch an extra week of film. So,
any idea who's going to be simulating the Nord leg on the scout team when you do?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Do you have any ideas?
Probably one of maybe Kuchel. I don't know. One of the fast guys. I have no idea.
Yep. Have you seen a lot of Denard Robinson at this point?
I saw some highlights. He looks pretty fast.
What do you want to do against that? What do you want to do to take that away?
Just contain them, I guess. I don't know. Shut their offense down, I guess. I don't know.
But what have you done in the past against guys like this? I'm trying to think. Have there been guys like this?
Yeah, well,
sort of the Georgia Tech guys.
Tate Forsey last year, he's kind of the same type, but maybe not as much like Robinson.
Fast.
But It's still, you know, it's still the same game plan. You know, just get after the quarterback, stop the run. We'll just have to make sure to contain this guy because he's not afraid to run.
You mentioned preparing for Forsyth last year. Did you prepare a lot for Robinson last year as well, like when you were when you got ready for that Michigan game?
They're kind of the same player, so we're preparing for both of them, I guess. It didn't really matter who they had in. It was going to be basically the same player. They both don't mind tucking it down and running, you know, if no one's open. So still kind of preparing for the same guy.
Do you remember how he kind of, I don't want to say tore you guys apart last year, but he had some success?
Yeah.
Kind of, do you remember that, or do you?
Yeah, a little bit. You just want me to touch on his plays last year?
Yeah, well, he did against you guys. Because he gave him life. He brought him back.
You know, he'd convert on third downs, too, and make some big plays when they needed it. This year we'll just have to make sure we avoid that. I'm sure, you know, I think he's going to make plays on Saturday, you know, next Saturday. It's most likely going to happen. Mm-hmm. But we just got to try and contain him.
You can really tell the truth now what you're going to do. You're going to go fishing or hunting this weekend, right?
Friday I might go fishing.
He's going to New York to go fishing.
Oh, yeah?
New York upstate. Tell him where you're going.
By Syracuse.
Oh, really?
Walleyes, steelheads.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, could be.
Big, yeah.
I catch something.
Yeah. There's no water around here like that.
Expensive boat
ride.
Yeah.
Well, maybe up in the core you might be able to give you some trout, but not great. Steelhead.
Yeah.
Not fish that'll take your line about 300 yards out.
Right.
100 mile an hour.
Yeah. No, Saturday, though, I actually will be watching all the games.
Yeah?
Yeah. Friday, I might do whatever, you know, whatever you want to do.